Welcome to the Paul and Griff Movie News Show. You got myself Paul.
You got myself, Griff.
And we are back with an action-packed, exciting news rammed show. Oh, how are you doing, Griff?
Kapow. I'm good. You? Good to be back.
Yeah, it is good to be back, you know.
Good
Just
week to be back as well.
there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff are happening.
Lots of stuff to talk about.
We said, hey. Until you give us a Black Adam tease, we ain't coming back. And they said, we haven't got the footage. Nothing's edited to show you. But here it is. They edited something quick.
is. It's all we can show you.
How many
Oh.
trailers can you fit in where it's, we haven't got any footage, we haven't got any trailers, but here's a quick trailer.
Yeah. That seemed to be like the common we just show you a scene. Right, I hope that's gonna get you excited.
Yeah, anyway, have we got headlines? Do
Oh.
not do headlines.
Oh, it's been 2 weeks. I forgot
Oh,
all
hell.
about the
Let's just try
headlines.
and improvise. Let's just do it off the cuff.
Okay. Bong. DC Fandom is back. Man. No, shit.
It's
Bong.
Batman. I like it.
Bong. Is that the phone? Yes. We got a new Scream trailer. Bong. Oh. Who have we forgotten? It's not
Again,
Kevin. It's not Kevin, but someone's home sweet home alone.
there
Bong. Plus this week in film and more. There you go. That was really off the cuff.
I think that's better.
Yeah, she wants to be on the spot
It
every week now.
shows everyone how much effort goes into it.
Completely oversight. Completely. That's my
I like
bad.
it.
That's my
It's great.
bad.
I'm here. We got this. We got the bongs.
I'm vengeance. I'm vengeance.
Vengeance.
That's what they call it. It's called it the vengeance.
This is
Yeah.
what. Where's my latte? Where do you want to start? I suppose the
I think we've
fandom,
got
isn't
to
it?
start a DC fandom.
The
We've got
fandom.
we've got to start there. And before we discuss we'll go for the cover. We aren't going to cover all of it because it will just be a DC fandom episode. But
Some
then
of it's shit.
we are going to look back and see like how excited we were from the last fandom and all that. And is it as good? But we did get again stealing all the news and all the chat is the new trailer for the Batman. I do like the fact that they kept the Nirvana song. The problem with the trailer was I had no
Well.
idea how they were going to top the original one. And I didn't think they needed any more. And they didn't show us a lot more. But what they did show us was looks absolutely amazing.
I suppose, yeah, no. It looks like getting back to the darker ways, isn't it?
It does. I love the tone of very tone of dark grey, like how Gotham City's supposed to look, not bright lights. It looks really, really dark. And
It looks like a rundown city where villains are running riot and a vigilante has to step up to try and keep it in check. Exactly the situation you want, isn't it?
totally. Obviously, you got the. I don't know who the main villain is, whether it's Riddler or Penguin. I think it's supposed to be the Riddler, because Riddler's one in the like. There's some posters with him,
But
but.
Ivan, yeah, I mean, we probably discussed it previously, but Ivan loved the fact that I want to say the humanizing the villains.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like things like the Riddler and that, you do look at it and you think, right, how can we humanize the Riddler a bit more? We can't have him running around in green spandex with loads of question marks on and stuff like that. How do we make this a bit more just a super intelligent, crazy guy? And I think the look, I think, works perfect.
Yeah, totally. It's got very like Jigsaw, I want to play a game kind of vibes rather than, as you say, Jim Carrey and spandex, like.
Which, there's always a time and a place for, but just it wasn't this one.
I love it where there's a bit at the end where you think Penguin's like thinks he's beating Batman, and then out of the flames, the Batmobile comes. A lot of people like moan about like his suit's been shot like loads of times and it's bulletproof. But I remember like the 1989 Michael Keaton one. He gets shot a couple of times with guns and he gets up. And I don't know if it's machine guns and all that, but obviously the spark of the guns is making like a lightning effect, like a strobe lighting effect. That scene potentially looks really exciting. But yeah, I'm all for it. It's expected March 4th, 2022. Remember that date for something we're going to talk about later.
Oh.
Remember that date.
Old school, but you can always book it off if you want. And you're covered.
Book it off. But remember that date. And we're going to discuss that. Right. Also, came DC Fandom. We got, I suppose you can't call them trailers, we got a little scene from The Flash. As Paul said, a little bit like, oh, we can't really show you a lot, blah, blah, blah. But obviously, that heavily teased Batman's got Michael Keaton's voice.
It's got the outline of the Michael Keaton suit. Obviously, at the end, you pretty much see him unveiling or revealing again the Michael Keaton Batmobile.
Yeah,
guessing it's going to be the original one.
I thought they were going to show you it and be like, oh my god, but they stopped. It's almost like you can go to any multiverse. This is obviously there. I think from obviously Zack Snyder's Justice League, when he did all the running, he's kind of ruined the multiverse. And yeah, I'm not too sure. This is expected November 4th, 2022. I'm guessing loads of people. My problem with this is, loads of people excited about this because of Batman, not because of The Flash.
Well, I totally get that. Well, but the same as Spider-Man, to be fair.
Yeah.
The hype at the moment is all the cameos and bringing back old Spider-Mans and what you're going to see rather than, you know, certain things. And I think this has got a bit of that. I mean, we said with the Justice League, we felt that The Flash was a bit of a standout character. We both really enjoyed the extra sort of detail had got into his character and that. So I am excited for this in general. I do like the Flash after Justice League. I'm interested to see what they do with him. So I am looking forward to it. But the idea of Michael Keaton going back to the role of Batman is really exciting.
And I hope he's in it. I hope they haven't just teased us and he's only in it for like 10 minutes. I hope he's in it for at least a substantial amount of the movie. Otherwise, that'll be a little bit awkward. But yeah, we'll see. We also got, I didn't know it was a TV series, we also got a trailer for Peacemaker, which is obviously John Cena. Unfortunately, because I haven't seen Justice, because I haven't seen Suicide Squad, I don't get much of what this character, I'm not very familiar with Peacemaker, the character, in all quite honest. But it looks a lot of fun. It's the origin of the DC superhero, so dedicated to world peace that he's prepared to use force of arms to achieve it. What do you think about it?
It's good. I mean, it's got a very, sort of a good edge to it. It reminds me very much, obviously, everyone knows I'm a big Tick fan. For those who haven't seen it, it's got a very Tick vibe about it. I mean, Peacemaker could easily fit into the Tick universe. He's got that sort of feel to him. So, I feel I'll be watching this. I do like superhero stuff with sort of a comedic sort of edge and all that. And I do like the fact he's almost in his head. He sort of believes he's a good guy, but he uses unnecessary force and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But, I'll be watching it. I think it's entertaining. I think Cena's, it feels like a really good role for him still.
Like on the poster, it says, give peace a fucking chance. I like that. This is due January 13th, 2022 on HBO Max. Of course it is. Of course it is. And then, as Paul mentioned, we had a trailer for... Not trailer, sorry. We had a scene from Black Adam. You had, obviously, The Rock saying how he's dedicated. He's been so excited for this project. You had Pierce Brosnan do a little bit of a talk. And then we saw a real, real quick snippet of Black Adam and how, like, I suppose he looks pretty much like a god, like a badass. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's interesting to see how this plays into the whole sort of Shazam universe. Because at the end of Shazam, it was teased with the missing chair when it was always going to be Black Adam, I believe. So it makes and it works. And see, I'm excited for it. The Rock's super capable. He's the man. I just get worried sometimes. Is he too big? Can he step away from seeing Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and see it as Black Adam? I don't know. He's a more than capable actor, but sometimes I get worried he's too big, you know?
Too big a name, yeah.
Like Jumanji, fantastic film, hilarious, but could you see anyone but The Rock?
No.
I mean, it's the thing, you don't really know his character's name. You just constantly know him as The Rock. He's very, as capable and as amazing as he is and always entertaining. It's so hard to see anyone but him being him. So I'm a bit worried about him in this sort of role. But excited, in a nutshell.
Yeah. This is expected sometime 2022. I think he teaser they've just wrapped filming. So I think they're doing all the kind of post-production and all that jazz. So, yeah, we'll see how that ends up. We also got a storyline trailer for video game Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, which I think looks a lot of fun. If, like, I remember the first trailer and now this trailer, if the gameplay is as much fun as the trailers, I'll be playing this. I'll be all for it.
I like the fascination that your bad guys going after good guys. I can't really think of any game where you sort of been a bad guy going after good guys before.
No, and obviously, I think it'd be similar to like the Batman games where you're going after like obviously certain characters on the map. So I don't know if this will be like you try and take on the Justice League one by one, and obviously I'd imagine Superman would be like the main boss as he always bloody well is.
Yeah.
But yeah, that looks it looks a lot of fun. Not sure. Suicide Squad. It's just released sometime in 2022.
I mean, my thing. I mean, again, nothing against the fandom. I found it good, the bits that I watched. I didn't watch it the whole way through. I'm not gonna lie. I picked in and out. I waited for trailers to drop. I pick and choose what I wanted. I'm sure, like a lot of people did. But apart from updated things, have you actually learned anything more in a year?
I was going to say the same thing. I feel like everything they announced last time, they've just shown us a little bit more of.
Yeah, it's like last year we got the poster. This year we got a clip.
Yeah, and the only thing different from last year was they were still teasing Zack Snyder's Justice League, which they don't have anymore. But again, like last year, everyone's just talking about the Batman.
Yeah, I mean, if you think it's been a year, you know, the Batman trailer's like dropped. I understand, you know, it's their main, you know, it's their sort of golden ring and all this at the moment. It's everything. They're like, hey, Batman, we've got this trailer. It's going to be amazing. But you do sort of sit there and think, wow, it's been a year since we've heard anything about any of this stuff. Really, I mean, obviously, I'm not super on everything hunting for it. People might have got updates as it went and I've just missed them because I'm not, you know, following it every day like some people do. So I apologise, you know, if that's the case. But it just feels like there's been no real information. I mean, every sort of post that drops, always you see like here at the afterwards, it's like fan made. And again, the Nirvana song's like a great rendition, but again, it sort of feels just like an extended version of the trailer. I don't know. I just feel like everything is 2022.
No, you're right. It's just, I just feel like
this could be the biggest year in DC's life, or what?
And then I'm worried when all these things are finally going to come out. I'm not. This is where I know Marvel hasn't got its own thing, but I think when Marvel comes up, we're talking about all of it, really. Whereas here, it is just about the Batman, really. And there's some other stuff that looks really good, but the Batman again has stolen. Go on, sorry.
That's the thing. That's right. I was saying. And don't get me wrong, I'm not naive. I know there's been like a pandemic, and I know like obviously, you know, we're not sort of like filming stuff, and there's been issues getting around. 100% respect this, But announce, you know, the next Batman film in 2025 or something. Do a bit of Marvel. Let us see, like, the next, you know, just do something to drop something that we think, holy shit, like 2025 new Superman film's coming out.
Yeah.
We just show a logo. Get a buzz about something. This, it just feels very much like it's just, it's just what we saw with no real new announcements. Love the footage, but again, no new announcements.
Well, it's the same, like, I didn't drop it in the thing, but there's another trailer for Gotham Knights, which is like another video game, which again they announced last year, which again still hasn't come out yet. So much stuff is just, you need to start delivering on this stuff. But yeah, as you say, when all this stuff come out, I don't quite know. We'll see.
Yeah, but it's true, but even like Marvel, I know we'll get to it, but you can see their schedules up to like forever.
Yeah, totally.
You know, when they'll announce, you know, number two as number one's announced. They'll tell you, oh, we've got number one coming out in 2021. Number two's coming out in 2025. You know exactly where you're at with everything. This is like so like...
And they're churning out TV shows like, I was saying, got Hawkeye coming out soon. We've already had like Marvel, like, yeah. They're just a machine, an absolute machine.
And it's like, why, for everything that's going on, have DC not hooked up a deal with fucking Netflix is beyond me.
I suppose because of bloody HBO Max.
Yeah,
which we don't appreciate over here, this side of the pond.
No, I get that. Yeah, true. But just from our standpoint, you just think, man, you've got this juggernaut that's Disney Plus with the whole of the archives of this. You know, just HBO Max got all the archives to all the DC stuff then.
I think that certainly
they caught up with multiple studios and that again.
Yeah, I think they've definitely got all the, it's not called the cinematic universe, the DC universe of, like, I think since Man of Steel, I think they've got all those films. Okay. I don't think they've got like Batman 1989 and.
Okay, it just feels everything's just so like sort of confusingly all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, totally, totally. There's a couple more trailers we definitely speak about. But before we go on to, so see, the Batman is expected March 4th, 2022. So announced today, Marvel have announced some delays, which is interesting. So Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was due to come out in March 2022. Now they want to push that back to May 6th, 2022. And because of that, it's sent a ripple effect of delays, because Thor, Love and Thunder was supposed to come out on May 6th. But now, because Doctor Strange is in that slot, that's not coming out July 8th. So I don't know if Marvel are worried about the Batman, and that's why they've pushed that back. Because Black Panther is also delayed. Obviously, as we said, Marvel have their next 5 years all panned out. And the problem is they've now delayed 5 or 6 movies back a bit. I don't know if the Batman's got them a little bit worried.
I think worried, I don't know. But I do think that they probably feel Doctor Strange isn't the right film to take on Batman.
Mm.
And they don't want to... They probably don't want to be defeated. They want to, with everything that's going on, and they want to maximise box office. I mean, people would totally go and see both films at the moment. You're not spoiled for choice. You can easily go to both. But I wouldn't be surprised if they probably thought, you know what? Let's just give Batman a couple of months.
Yeah.
And then we can dive in. Because Batman would still be, you know, it's going to be the one getting reviewed on all the podcasts. It's going to be all the talks. It's going to be everything. So...
Oh, and Indiana Jones 5 has been delayed from July 29th, 2022 to June 30th, 2023. But that must be Phil. Harrison Ford can't be getting much younger. That's probably like filming issues, really. That was the main news from came out today. Couple more trailers. We, of course, got the trailer that I was excited about. We got a trailer for Scream. Hate the title, so I'm going to call it Scream 5. I will keep calling it Scream 5. 25 years after the original series of murders in Woodsboro, a new killer emerges, and Sidney Prescott must return to uncover the truth. Buzzing trailer. The makers even come up to say the trailer may have thrown loads of curveballs, and they've shot multiple finishes, multiple stuff. So don't think what you see, because I straight away, I think I said to you, was like, they've shown us too much. They need to show us this much. Because it's got Ghostface killing like three or four people in the trailer. What did you think of it?
What did you think of it?
Buzzing.
Yeah.
I really liked the tone of it. I really liked how it kind of, like, technology with like text messaging. The cast looked pretty good. I like some of the actors that they've come on board. Everyone's saying Dennis Quaid is bound to be the bad guy, but that's got to be a massive, massive curveball. I wouldn't be surprised if it's someone like, I'm going to come out to be the first to say, I think it's going to be someone related to Stu from Scream 1. He's the killer. I don't know. They keep saying it's someone you know. It's someone you know. I think I'd be annoyed if it's someone that's been killed and comes back.
Yeah.
That would ruin it for me, because then that just ruins every film then. Because I know Matthew Lillard, as Stu, he's come out to say, like it was only a TV. I want to do it more. But yeah, that would just be stupid. But I think it looks good. I love the face. Sydney's like, I've got a gun. I'm Sydney fucking Prescott. Dewey looks old, which is good as well. I like that. More chance of him dying.
I was going to say, I think a lot of them, well, no, not a lot of them, but I do think some of them, some of the original could probably get killed in this.
I think you've got to, and I think, like the trailer could be, it could be, obviously we all know Courtney Cox and David Arquette aren't together anymore. I don't know. Go in the trailer and try to make think of who's in scenes and conversations. It would be good to kill one of them off early.
I think so.
And let a new group come in. But I think it looks really good. It's June 14th, 2022. Apparently this is HBO Max as well. But I've got to see this on the big screen. I'm hoping it's good. I was interested, like, just on a side tangent, Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich from Scream 1, I suppose that's what they call it now. We're doing like some horror conventions like recently. And then Skeet Ulrich has seen none of the sequels, which I kind of, I don't know, I felt really disappointed in him for that.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you that, like, not egotistical, as in like, yeah, I've done my film, I don't really need to. I suppose if you're acting, if you do filming for a living, do you really watch much TV?
Well, you must be still be a fan of it, isn't it? Like, you'd think.
It's just a bit weird. He came out and said, I've seen none of the sequels. But he said he'll be seeing Scream 5. Which, again, I think they might be in a... there could be a way that they're in it. But, like, it's a flashback. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure we'll talk about it plenty of times on the way there.
Yeah, we've got loads. I mean, like I say, it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously, there's good hype around it. The cast, I think, are advertising it well from a different standpoint. The trailer, they had to go big. I mean, it's Halloween month. They've dropped a big one. So, I'm excited to see it. I think it's going to be interesting.
Oh, I've heard really mixed reviews, by the way, about Halloween Kills. For every, like, good review, someone liked it. I've kind of seen someone who hated it.
Yeah, but again, it's such a passion for people, isn't it? That it's never gonna.
Yeah, some people hate the Rob Zombie version, but no, me and you are fans of it.
Yeah, not that second one though, with that fucking weird horse thing.
So
I feel like I need to watch the second one again because I haven't seen it for so long, and all I remember is just like this weird fucking horse in this tunnel and not really understanding what was going on.
I just remember he gets unmasked. I think I get why people like hate that. It's a big no-no. I just remember him being unmasked. But again, I've not seen the second one in a very long time.
I literally watched it once, so who knows, eh?
Who knows? And the last trailer was for Home Sweet Home Alone. A married couple tries to steal back a valuable heirloom from a troublesome kid. I thought this was going to be a TV series, but no, it's a film. I'm going to go out and say it looks like it could be a lot of fun, but if I'm going to watch it, I guess really I just want to see the last half hour of all the house booby traps. And I think, unfortunately, that's what the Home Alone film series has turned itself into. I don't know if it's going to have the heart. Whereas Home Alone and Home Alone 2 do have a heart to it in the end. I think it just then turned into like kids hurting adults.
Yeah.
What did you think of the trailer?
If I'm honest, I feel it's hard to do anything with this name on this film because everyone's such a fan of this film that it sort of causes issues. Like, it literally felt like that these people were trying to act and overact as if they were in the original.
Yeah.
And I just think that could be a concern for me personally.
Obviously, it's cool that Buzz is in it as Buzz McAllister, who's a police officer. There was rumours that Macaulay Culkin's in it, but I think he's come out and said he isn't, which I guess he would do if they want to keep it really under wraps. Yeah, we'll see. This is coming out on Disney Plus Day, which you mentioned before, November 12th, the same day as Shang-Chi and Jungle Cruise come to Disney Plus. So I'm sure it'll get a lot of hits. Kids will watch it. And I'll be sad enough probably to watch it. As long as it hasn't got a 2.5 hour runtime.
Well, yeah, imagine that. Jesus Christ.
That's safe to say. Cool. We'll just finish off with this week in history. In 1990, Dances with Wolves, directed by Kevin Costner, starring Kevin Costner and Mary McDonnell, premieres in Washington, D.C. Funny enough, as we talked about, in 2018, the Halloween film reboot starring Jamie Curtis makes a record $77 million for a horror film with a female lead. Biggest debut any film with female lead over 55 in US. It's crazy.
Yeah.
In 1955, publication of The Return of the King, the third and final volume of The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien by George Allen Unwin in London. Well, I'd throw that in because it came up on my little news thing. In 2017, Coco, Pixar animated film, the first nine-figure budget film with an all-Latino cast, premieres at the Morelia Film Festival. 1964, film version of My Fair Lady, directed by George Cukor and starring Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, premieres in New York. In 1975, Elton John was given a star in Hollywood, which I thought was nice. Which I thought was very nice.
It's very nice.
Very nice. 2013, For the Dark World, directed by Alan Taylor, starring Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman, premieres in London. 1941, Walt Disney's animated film Dumbo was released. Do you like Dumbo? I see an elephant fly.
I feel like I haven't seen it in ages. Need to.
I haven't seen it in ages.
I feel like it's a film that I like, but I don't see why I dislike it.
2012, Skyfall, the 23rd James Bond film, directed by Sam Mendes and starring Daniel Craig and Javier Bardem, premieres in London.
Adele's back.
Jeez, have you heard it yet?
No.
Cool. I was going to send you a video of saying that you didn't think was Adele, but actually have Adele's music on it.
Yeah, just let everyone know, basically, my plan is Everyone is striving to be the first to hear a new song. I want to be the last.
Be the last.
I want to be the last to hear it. I want
to. And I plan to ruin that.
When everyone's settled and happy, I'm going to settle down and take it in.
Do you have the radio at work?
Not in my office, no.
Oh.
See?
And do you think you're listening to the radio like driving home?
Not now, no.
Not now, because of the...
I just listen to white noise.
And in 2018, Freddie Mercury biofilm Bohemian Rhapsody, directed by Bryan Singer, starring Rami Malek, premieres in London. And there's that.
That's my Radio Gaga beginning, but that was.
All we hear is Radio Gaga.
Oh, beautiful.
That's your fault.
It's really hard to do it. Yeah, so basically that's gonna be it for the Paul and Griff movie shoes right now. Movie shoes. We'll be back with Project 99 on Thursday as we continue with Never Been Kissed. It's exciting. We got views, so you're not going to want to miss that. Obviously, we're back with movie news next Tuesday, and equally, you don't want to miss that. So thank you for everything. But if you want to get involved in the conversation, where can people find us on Instagram?
You can find us at Paul and Griff Show.
And of course, that little Twitter machine, where can people find us there?
Find us at Paul N. Griff Show.
And that's it. Have a great week until Thursday. We will catch up again.
Stay safe. Bye.